Now, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
I always love these survey of expectations thing. Gives us a good vibe, and I like that number around inflation.
Yeah, inflation expectations. It seems like a rather a dull and fairly benign data series, doesn't it? Yeah, but inflation expectations is riveting. We can talk about that tonight. But it does belie its importance for the RBNZ because it's fairly crucial in the assessment of where they're going to set monetary policy. It's one of the more important inputs. And it seems quite simplistic, but where you think inflation is going to go is really important in the process of wage and price setting. So yesterday, the Reserve Bank released their latest survey of expectations. So it's a survey they carry out, goes to economists and forecasters and industry leaders, fairly small survey about the expectations of the future of the local economy. Key part is where respondents think inflation is going to be. Expectations for 1 year ahead, CPI inflation decreased, by 81 basis points, so quite a big material move, from 3.41 to 2.6. Remember that inflation is currently sitting around 4%. Probably more important for the central bank is the 2 year ahead number. It also fell, not quite as much, 19 basis points from 2.53 to 2.34. Respondents are asked a bunch of other questions as well. Where do they think the OCR will be at the end of the September quarter? They said 2.73. So there's another 25 basis points on the current 2.5% OCR. So the next meeting is 2nd of September. So everyone thinks they're going to whack another 25 basis points there. Unemployment rate is expected to be at 5.25% in a year's time. Small increase in expectations for wage price inflation. But there's no real sign here at all, Mike, of inflation expectations becoming unanchored.
No.
So you've seen oil prices go up. You've seen that higher print on CPI inflation, but it hasn't pushed up people's expectations of inflation. So I think the RBNZ will be, maybe they won't be cheered. I don't know whether the RBNZ ever gets cheered. But I think they will be quietly happy with that.
Couldn't agree more. And then now talk to me about housing, because it's sort of flat as a pancake, isn't it?
Well, it is. So we've got more grist to the mill for housing market prognostications. This is the REINZ data for July. It's one of the more key property market reports, and it shows what we probably expected, a moribund property market. The house price index, I like their one because it removes the volatility in the composition of data. Flat for the month, down 0.4% year on year. Big move, though, in turnover. Turnover was down 10% for the month of July compared to July 2025. Inventory levels, they're up 9.3% year on year. The days to sell, now this is sort of getting, this is starting to get out there. Days to sell lifted 2 days to 50 days. So the pace of activity is slowing. They do make the point, though, that the sales result, looking at sales, is sort of in the middle of the range when compared to the sort of 35 years of data. So it's nothing out of the ordinary, but that days to sell is very much at the lower end of the range. Now, we do bang on about this all the time, Mike, but there's still a big difference between what's happening in the South Island versus what's happening in the North Island. I mean, look at somewhere like Otago, their house price index is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
And then you look at poor old Auckland and Wellington, and it's, you know, significantly lower than where the peak prices were. I guess the question I have, Mike, is, is the market just bumping along, or is it just in the last quarter getting just a little bit worse? I'm not sure if we can tell that. It's a little bit too early to tell, but there's just a little hint that maybe there's a little bit of capitulation going on. We'll just have to wait and see on that.
I think there's a lot of people who, if you don't have to, you're not, is the thing. And I was talking to an agent yesterday who said, and she's been around a long time, she said, quietest winter she's seen, I think, probably ever. Now, by the way, we've got a couple of reports this morning. One is on the Super Rugby, and the Super Rugby, none of those Super Rugby franchises are making any money without New Zealand's union involvement. And yet you look at the Melbourne Storm, eh? How do we explain this?
Exactly. So there was just one article yesterday. As far as I can see, there's only one source for this information, but looks like something could be going on at the Melbourne Storm. The AFR reported that there's a European sort of private equity firm sort of trying to hatch a takeover bid for the Melbourne Storm. Now, there's a Kiwi involved there too. One of the owners, a guy called Bart Campbell. But I think what catches the eye on this is the number that's being quoted. AFR was quoting a value of between 150 and $200 million. I mean, I know it pales in comparison compared to what the NBA franchises and EPLs with, but it's a pretty big number. Yeah. And I just suppose it just makes you wonder what some of the other franchises worth, and maybe one close to home.
Well, 100%, exactly. When we win the minor premiership, and then this, of course, becomes our year.
There
sky's
you go.
The limit. Andrew, what are the
Isn't
numbers?
It? Well, the sky's, I don't know if the sky's the limit on the Dow Jones, but it's up 1 point, 53,772. The S&P 500, though, is up 0.57%, 44 points, 7792. And the NASDAQ is up 190 points, just under 0.75%, 26,780. The FTSE 100 lost 60 points overnight, 10,772, the mark there. The Nikkei was up over 1%, 68,308. The Shanghai Composite down 0.5%, 3,926. The Aussies lost 0.23% yesterday, 9,188. And the NZX 50 up 87 points, 13,825. One Kiwi dollar, that's going to get you 0.5847 US on the wholesale markets, 0.8285 against the Aussie, 0.5071 euro, 0.4337 against the quid, 93.27 Japanese yen, gold $4,359, and a small relief on Brent crude, but very small, $87.70.
Appreciate your expertise as always. Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callaghan.